Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we usually compare books to their movies.
But today,
we
go for it.
We have a mini-sode for you.
We do. And this one's kind of, we literally just did a update. But y'all, I have an even more exciting update now.
Yes. Share.
Yes.
Tell us.
So I randomly, if you all remember, hold on, let me pull up when that first episode released. Oh, hilarious. Okay. So if you all remember back in September when we released our first Dungeon Crawler Carl episode, what's insane, Allie, is the month prior is when I sent the email.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah. But I believe we talked about it in that first episode, how we listen to it through Sound Booth Theater and how we love Sound Booth Theater. And I personally, you know me, I haven't ever really been super big into audiobooks. I never listened to them. I was always like, I got to do the physical thing. Then I listened to this one, and Jeff Hayes, who's the main narrator guy, does all the different voices and stuff. And he got me super into it. And I was like, holy shit. Well, like, it was actually the end of the fifth book, because it was the first time when Donut is singing Wonderwall. Uh-huh. It's the end of the book. And so, like, I can't remember if they do the credits before that or like in the middle or at the very, very end after it. Yeah. But basically, it essentially turned into me listening to the credits. And when I listened to the credits, I was like, damn, if I could freaking work for them, that would be amazing. So I went on their website in August and looked to see if they had any openings. They didn't, but it said like, but if you want, you can send your resume here. And yeah, it's like not just for audio editors. It's also for narrators and people like that. So here I am thinking this nothing will come of this. But you know what? I'm gonna shoot my shot. So much so that literally the first sentence in my email is, I'm a huge fan of your guys' Dungeon Crawler, Carl, but who isn't? And I'm still mortified by that email now.
I bet that's what got you it.
Probably, because lo and behold, January has turned out to be a pretty damn good month for me.
Minus the dying.
Yeah, mine is being dead from being sick the whole damn month. Although, let's be honest, Allie, that meant I essentially stayed home from work for like a month.
I know, that's quite nice. Very so true.
Yeah, like laying in bed wasn't the end of the world, but it also did suck. But anyway, I got an email from Sound Booth Theater wanting to interview me. And then a week later, I was hired. And I now am editing audiobooks, which is just mind-blowing to me. Like, it's insane.
Has it made you like audiobooks more?
Oh, massively. Yeah.
Really?
The book that I'm editing right now, I'm like, I'm invested. I'm jumping into
That's
the middle
true. You
of
get a whole,
book series.
You get to, like, while you edit them, you're also getting a story. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's fun. It's nice.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited too, because they also, they're starting like audio series. So it's kind of like, I don't know if they're taking books and turning them into series, or from what I think it is, because I know that they do it with Dungeon Crawler, where they take a book and turn it into a series where they then make it extra cinematic, and they call it the immersion tunnel. So then it feels like you're in the freaking story. I mean, not that an audiobook doesn't already do that, but you know, it's with sound effects, with cinematic scores and things like that. But I think what their series, some of their series, what they're trying to do with those is like create original content that plays out kind of like old school radio stories, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And so I think they're working on those too. So that would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it's mind blowing. So now I'm pretty much editing quite a lot, especially since everyone, Lady Preacher Podcast is back, but we're rebranding ourselves. We are no longer Lady Preacher Podcast. We are Faith in Motion.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
the same thing.
It is. It's just that I just edited our, like, why are we rebranding? And it's because Kelsey kept having a hard time when people would be like, tell me about Lady Preacher. Like, explain to me the why or the what or the, give me an elevator pitch about this. And she would have a hard time figuring it out.
Okay.
And I remember, like, literally 2 or 3 months before we went on hiatus, where she was like, I want to rename the podcast. And I was like, well, actually, it started with, I'm renaming the nonprofit, and I think I want to rename the podcast. And I was like, oh, what are you renaming it to? And she's like, Faith in Motion. I was like, yes, 100% love it. It's, because it was always Lady Preacher Podcast. And then her tagline was always something about essentially faith in motion.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you're not losing what you are. You're just growing.
Yes.
Like, that's what it feels like to me. And so I'm excited about that. Especially today, she and I realized when I edited our new intro with our music under it, I almost texted her and I was like, I almost feel like we need new music. Like, everything else is new. This probably needs updated. But then I was like, we're trying to release our first episode next week, so I probably shouldn't do that right now. And then she texted me because I had her listen to it. And she's like, do you think we need new music for our intro? And I was like, I actually really do. She's like, okay, that might be a next season thing. So.
Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, a bunch of good stuff.
Yes, for sure.
You have anything fun and exciting?
Yes. Well, fun, exciting, is that?
New, yes. Fun and exciting, no.
Well, we kicked off, you know, our fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And doing, at first we were nervous, like day one was really good. Then day two, it kind of lulled. But now we're like pretty much on track with how we were, yes, last year. But money-wise, but we've also super increased participation. So we're hoping that by the end, more are, you know, more money is coming. And, but the only stressful thing is today I was supposed to not work because I was going to help pass out. It's our first day. We're passing out prizes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so we were going to figure out how this was going to work, because for the kids, they have a passport online. And when they complete their tasks, their passport lights up. And once they get, you know, once they get 3, they get a prize. Once they get 6, they get a prize. And when they get all 9, they get a prize. And so for all 9, it's like a treat cart. So the way we did it was
a trolley.
What? Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what it was. One of us stayed at the treat cart and one ran around to get all the kids. And so the treat cart has like actual treats, like chips and all that sort of stuff. But they also have
prizes,
like trinkets and fidget spinners and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we set up right where every class passes us at breakfast time. So we were like, they were like, whoa, we want some. And like, you know, like they didn't pay attention to the entire assembly I threw. And I was like, well, all you have to do is do sign up for the fundraiser and complete your passport, blah, 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 blah. And so I was like, but anyway, so I was like, I can't, because I woke up at 6 a.m. because I had to take Luna to the vet today. And I saw that there was a job. And I was like, I'm going to get a phone call this morning from the office asking me if I can work. And I can't work because I have to do this. And so sure enough, they messaged me and they're like, hey, our favorite substitute, can you come in work? I was like, and I always feel guilty when I'm already going to be there to be like, no, because clearly I'm already there, but it's
so
like,
I could, but also, yes. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I told June I would help her with this until, like, because we don't know how it's going to work first day. We have to, like, work out kinks so that on days I work, like next Thursday, she can request a different PTA member and be able to be like, this worked last time. Go, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, okay, well, we can have you. So I was like, if someone can cover me for an hour, yeah, I can start. And they said, okay. So they found coverage for me. So then I ended up working. And I was like, because I was going to go home from that. And I was going to literally do the yearbook all day and pretty much finish it. And I was so excited.
Nice.
And I was like, fine. Well, then I get a message. And, or no, then it's like I'm doing the day. And the teaching partner comes in and is like, hey, are you working tomorrow? And I was like, no, but they have individual prizes, which is the treat cart and everything. And then they also have class prizes. So the classes can earn things. And so for their first three stamps on their class bingo or passport, they get, because we're doing it wintertime this time, they get like hot chocolate at lunch. So we get to go serve them hot chocolate at lunch. And so, of course, as of yesterday, like as of last night, tonight it's 10 times more. But as of last night, when the information I had, there were five classes that earned it and they were all in freaking different lunch. Like it literally was kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. They all earned it. And I'm like, are we freaking kidding me? So we have to be there all day doing that. And so I was like, I don't know. But then they're like, you know, I have a horrible time saying no to people, especially if it was a class I didn't like. I would be like, nah, sorry, can't do it.
Yeah.
But this is a good class and I'm about to sub for them 3 days in a row, not next week, the week after. And so I'm like, trying to figure it out. And we have President's Day weekend, so I'm not going to get paid for a couple extra days. So I'm always, you know, here for the money.
Yeah. And so
I'm like, okay, fine. We'll figure it out. So luckily my mom works from home tomorrow. So she's going to go help June. Like I can help you during first grade and kindergarten lunch. Cause that's when my lunch is. I'll just have to eat during class, I guess. And then, my mom's going to come help with the other ones. But I'm like, part of me is like, oh my gosh, I hope no one else gets it. But then not only did they do that, the school gets prizes, right? If we earn, you know, thousands of dollars, and they earn a prize, and it's freaking, I hate myself, but they love it so much. So I guess it's worth it, I guess, if it motivates. Music and bubbles at recess, which it's fun. Oh. It is fun. But that's another day that I have to be there all day during recess. Ooh. And so it's just stressful.
Yeah.
And just don't want, I'm ready to be done. But I told the PTA board I'm not on the PTA next year. Well, I'm on the PTA, just not the board next year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. But it's like a kind of a weight lifted. I'm like, thank goodness. But yeah. So that's my life right now, is fighting this cold that's taking my voice away, teaching kindergartners, running a fundraiser, no sleep.
Doing your book.
doing yearbook. Oh gosh. Yeah. No, I should be doing yearbook. Have I done yearbook? No. When is it due? Like a month. No, I have 2 months, but.
Well, there's our little update for you.
Bree's good life, my stressful life.
I mean, mine's pretty stressful too, but it's like stressful in a way that's not stressing me out. It's weird.
No, it's because it's good stress.
Yeah, exactly. It's exciting.
Good. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, everyone. I realized that last week we did not have a mini-sode for you.
No, literally in an episode. That one. I was like, oh, shoot. I forgot to go post about it. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we didn't have one. We broke it.
You know what's fucking hilarious, too? I'm pretty positive that that episode at the end, we were like, we've been on such a roll. We definitely will have an episode.
Probably.
Anyways, the next episode you're going to be listening to is P.S. I Love You. Yeah, so. Sweet. Yeah, come see how that one did.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. And then that next week, we do have a mini-sode for you. But after that, do we? I don't know.
I don't know. Back to the I don't know.
All right, everyone. We'll see you later.
All right, we'll see y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.